You have a little boy. He shows you his butterfly collection plus the killing jar. What do you do?
I don't know. I guess I would talk to his parents.
Interesting. You are watching television. Suddenly you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm.
I would try to kill the wasp, probably.
You're reading a magazine. You come across a full-page nude photo. You show it to your wife. She likes it so much she hangs it on your bedroom wall. The woman on the photo is lying on a bearskin rug. How do you react?
I don't think I would feel comfortable with that.
Interesting. Well, Sam, I have determined that you are, in fact, a replicant.
Oh, no! Oh. Oh, replicant Sam.
You're a replicant.
Oh, man.
You're a replicant.
You know, on some level, I always knew.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you? In a jacket?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that.
That's not how I do it.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something that we'd like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Jared Sane.
And this week, you know, we've got a pretty big holiday coming up.
Yeah, and we'd like to pledge our allegiance to the flag, the United States of America.
Do you know the whole pledge?
Nope, that's all
that's
I got.
All you know. All right, sorry to put you on the spot like that, but you brought it up. anyway, 4th of July. It's coming
that
up.
That holiday where we drink beer and have a barbecue.
Eat. Meat or whatever you eat. So, I mean, 4th of July is not my favorite holiday, but it's up there for me. It's a big family celebration for the Chidleys every year. I'm wondering, how do you guys feel about it?
I like that I don't have to work. I like barbecues. I mean,
the holiday's fine. What I can't stand is all of the fireworks that, like, people shoot off leading up to it. And for, like, days after.
Oh.
Like late at night, where you just, like...
As people who have lived in China, you have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a week where you don't sleep.
Fireworks are one of those things where they are kind of cool, but they get old real fast.
Yeah. Especially firecrackers. Those get old for me.
So, what should we change the sound of fireworks to be then? Because I don't want to get rid of fireworks. I like that they are explosions that you can look at. Because there's not a whole lot of opportunities otherwise to look at things exploding.
Right.
I think the problem is the sound is annoying.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I don't know if I want to get rid of the explosion sound completely. I think it sets fine on the 4th of July. It does bug me afterwards when people do it like for a week later. But I think that there should be more sounds. I don't think it should be just explosions.
I think there should be little farts.
Yeah. Wee.
What if you could have like a, when you buy a firework, you also get like a little headset and only the people wearing the headset can hear those specific fireworks.
Wait, how does that work?
Technology, mostly.
Uh-huh. It's Bluetooth.
Yeah. A lot of Bluetooth. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, Bluetooth speakers are so cheap now that, I mean, surely you could
you put a little transmitter on the firework and receiver.
It sounds expensive. Like, every firework is a Bluetooth.
I mean, yeah. It's got a little Bluetooth in it.
Man. Yeah. So what kind of sounds are you thinking that they would play?
Like a cool, like, drop in like a sound effect from a hip hop song, like a air horn, or Rick Ross going, you know,
right? Some like hype stuff.
Yeah, some hype stuff. Because that's kind of what you're doing. You're hyping yourself up for 4th of July.
Are you hyping yourself or are you hyping America?
I guess you're hyping America.
Or you're supposed to be hyping America.
I'm usually hyping myself up.
This is something I want to talk about, is, like, let's talk about what the holiday is supposed to be celebrating and, like, what it actually means to people or what it means to us. Because to me, those are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so it's 4th of July is supposed to be celebrating America's signing of the Declaration of Independence, correct?
Indeed.
Do either of you, like, even think about that?
Yeah, every year I sign a mock Declaration of the Independence while dressed in my old-timey clothes.
With your, like, your powdered wig.
Yeah, I have a powdered wig, and I practice my John Hancock signature.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I watch every Drunk History and get drunk to that.
I like to cosplay as Benjamin Franklin on the 4th of July.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like to cosplay as one of his mistresses.
Yeah, that's why we don't celebrate 4th of July together.
Yeah. For me, I don't think about America's independence at all on the 4th of July. For me, it's like it's an opportunity to like be with my family and eat food.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Anyway, my whole point with this was like, I mean, do we want to change what the holiday is about, or do we want to like reinforce what it's supposed to be so that people will actually celebrate America's independence? Or should we just like let that go and make it about something else?
No, we should not let it go.
Okay.
We should look to our founding fathers for inspiration.
Uh-huh.
And every year we should declare independence from something.
Okay. I like that idea. I like that. Like, because we're not, I don't know, thinking about like the oppression of being ruled by a foreign king is not something that is a very real problem for us anymore. But there are things that we could be like, this year I celebrate my independence.
From trans fats.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to turn it into Lent?
No, no, not Lent. Like, it's not like something.
No, I'm not going to get it back. I'm going to declare independence from it.
Right.
And then live my entire life without whatever it is that I've declared independence
okay.
from.
Okay. Could I declare my independence from the need to carry car insurance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You get to declare independence from, like, one thing every year.
Yeah.
And then you'd never get to have it again. You're never going to be dependent on it again.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like this is going to increase the complexity of all sorts of, like, court trials and things.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, Your Honor, I declared my independence from guilt.
Right. Right. Like, everybody who's incarcerated could be like,
I declare my independence from prison.
I declare my independence. Yeah. It is tricky. I mean, let the lawyers work that out. But I think this is a good direction to go in, where we get to choose what we're celebrating independence from.
Yeah. And you have to make a speech about it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to draft up a...
You have to draft a Declaration of Independence and have everyone sign it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like that. That's fun.
You have to have a committee sign it.
Mm-hmm. So, James, what would you declare independence from?
I would declare independence from the tyranny of bathing.
Great.
Wow.
Jared, what are you declaring independence from this year?
It's a hard question. It's hard to come up with something. I like being dependent.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Jared, you're definitely not a patriot.
Yeah.
Jared's, you're un-American. So.
Jared celebrates Dependence Day.
On this 4th of July, I will declare my independence from all social networks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
I was about to declare independence from this podcast.
All right. Pack up your things.
Yeah. See you guys. I'm going to have my own podcast. Yeah. And every year on the 4th of July, I'll celebrate its founding. It is a commercial holiday, but it's not really like one of the more... It's not like one of the most commercialized holidays, right? Like, all that really gets sold is fireworks.
So, yeah, maybe it should be more commercial. The reason why I want it to be more commercial is because I feel like the more commercial everything is, the closer we are to an entire overthrow of society as we know it. We're heading towards
independence.
This is
lies.
What you want.
we're heading towards a commercial apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
And the closer, the sooner we get there, the sooner I don't have to do my job.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The more we can degrade our social values and what our country means to us,
uh-huh,
the easier it will be
to shirk it off.
Yeah, to shirk it off.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's an argument I hadn't considered.
That's the only argument I'm ever thinking of.
Yeah.
Is how can we get closer?
Expediting the end of,
yeah,
of our society.
I mean, we're getting so close right now. We're
getting pretty close. We're on track.
We're on track.
I would say that there really isn't anything more independent than total anarchy, is there?
That's very true.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That is the definition of like every person for themselves, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Even babies.
No, not babies.
Nope.
I mean,
total independence. All right,
fine.
Fine. Every entity for itself.
I'm willing to go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The baby's got to live on its own.
Right. boy. I don't believe that.
I don't know. I don't think it would be that bad.
You don't think it would be that bad if everybody was independent? Like, if it was every man for himself, total anarchy?
I think it'd be bad in some places. I think in other places, you could have a functioning society.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It is. I guess you're right. It is worth thinking about. Like, there's all this, like, anti-government sentiment, and that is very much, you know, ingrained in what the Independence Day is kind of about. You know, like, throwing off government oppression. So, like, let's take that to its logical conclusion, which is to throw off all government entirely. And
oh, okay. So every
James
Independence Day, every Independence Day, we form a militia and then we have to fight the government.
That'd be fun. It's kind of like a scrimmage.
Uh huh.
I feel like a lot of people would die.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the government wins every time.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You're one of the Minutemen.
No, I mean, I think that. There's no way that the government would be able to kill every, you know, like if everybody did it,
uh-huh,
then I think it could work.
Right. Right. If everyone who's
if it's,
not in the government rose up against the government,
yeah,
there's definitely more of us.
Yeah.
I think it's an unlikely scenario.
Yeah, probably.
But if the government had that, would, even if it was everybody against the government, if they wanted to, the government would have the tools to win.
I think we could keep the spirit of this idea, though, but let's just move away from nuclear warheads and let's move more towards paintball.
Uh-huh.
And we just kind of, like...
Have a paintball skirmish?
Yeah, there's all the paintball fields are set up with half the teams are already filled with
okay.
people in the army.
I like that. So it's the citizens against the military, but
yeah.
I think there needs to be real stakes.
Yeah,
real which is that
real actual stakes.
Yeah, real stake.
Yes, there should be stakes on the Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the winning team gets first crack.
Winning team gets first crack, sure. But also, I think that if the citizens win, then they get to form a new form of government.
Uh huh.
They get to make a new government.
They get to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until next year, when they have to defend their government when they're the military.
Uh huh. So,
it's a coup.
You want to? Yeah. You want like a
it's
like
a paintball coup,
a bloodless coup every year.
Yeah.
You want the government to be able to change every year?
Yes.
That sounds exhausting.
Well, that's never been a good reason to not do something.
I disagree. I think that's the reason I don't do a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
I think being exhausted is a great reason to not do things. Well, I think that's a pretty good tackle on the idea behind Independence Day, but I think there's still all this like peripheral stuff around the celebration of the holiday that
yeah.
we haven't really talked about.
What are we eating, guys?
Well, the traditional stuff is... You know, you're very, like, American, like, hamburgers, hot dogs, steaks. At my family, we tend to do, like, ribs, and we have, like, a big, like, barbecue, like, spread with, like, smoked macaroni and cheese and all kinds of stuff. But I think...
Sounds good.
It is really good. And at some point, you guys will have to come and do a chidly 4th of July. But I don't know. Like, what does a vegan eat on 4th
yeah,
of July? Yeah,
I was thinking about that, and I was thinking a vegan should eat some meat.
That's your stance?
That's my stance. 4th of July, everyone has to eat meat.
Uh-huh. Why do you feel that way?
Like, how much meat?
A lot of meat.
I think there should be a standard portion. Standardized.
One portion.
one quarter portion.
Uh-huh. I mean, it goes against independence, forcing people to eat meat.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Like, directly.
I will acknowledge that. But eating meat is American.
Yeah.
Is it?
It just like has that.
Red meat?
Yeah, red. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's a stereotype, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
I think we should move away from that.
I think. Well, like, I mean, I don't want to personally, but I don't want to force vegans to eat meat.
For the health of the country, we should change it from barbecue and beer to, like, salmon and wine.
I disagree with that completely. No way.
I mean, I do like salmon and wine.
Salmon and wine is good.
It is, but I don't want that to be, like, my 4th of July meal.
How about fish tacos?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Let's make the red meat 4th of July meal even more special by not allowing red meat consumption any other day of the year.
That's a good idea.
Health-wise,
so then you really look forward
right,
to the 4th.
Like, all right, in principle, I agree with you, but then, like, in pragmatically, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to be able to eat red meat whenever I want, but...
But think about the ceremonial cow slaughtering that'll happen on the 3rd of July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that it probably would be a good idea to reduce the number of cows we have.
Yeah, those are bad for the environment.
They are.
Yeah.
And
your health.
And right. Our health.
Right. We'd probably have longer lifespans if we weren't all eating red meat all the time. So, I mean, it's a good point. I feel like that also countered, you know, that also runs counter to what Independence Day is about, is if, like, we're passing a law that doesn't let people eat what they want.
Okay, how about this? We're passing a law that doesn't allow people to eat what they want 364 days of the year.
Right.
But so on 4th of July...
So maybe this is, like, the one day of the year where, like, you are allowed to, like, indulge in, like, the things that you like.
Yeah, you can have beer, you can have red meat.
Oh, man.
If you want.
I don't like this world.
All right, you know what? There's just a consumption tax on these things every other day of the year.
Uh-huh. So, they're
so it just becomes much more affordable.
It's cheaper on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, then
the consumption tax is like $1,000.
That's too steep. But well, hold on, James, hold up a second. He's got an idea here with this like consumption tax. I think what he said is too steep. But your idea about making it a more commercial holiday, that would fit in with this. Like if like it was like all this stuff that we use to celebrate on the 4th of July suddenly becomes cheaper. There's gonna be like a huge rush on meat and beer and.
I know, people are just going to stock up, and they'll be eating the same amount of red meat that they were before. They're going to be like, oh, 4th of July, it's time for me to buy, like, tons of
just, like,
cow and freeze it.
No, I think you're overestimating. Like, people will probably buy enough for, like, they'd probably buy more than just for the 4th of July, but it's not like they could buy enough for, like, months.
You only have so much freezer space.
Yeah.
They would have an entire red meat freezer that they would fill up every 4th of July. You wouldn't do that, if you had the space and the money?
I wouldn't. I know people would, but I mean, that's the same thing behind, like, Black Friday, is, like, people go out and, like, or Cyber Monday, they take advantage of all these, like, sales, but that doesn't, like, we don't, like, I don't know, that drives commerce. It's not like we, like, run out of stuff.
And maybe my solution.
Yeah, but it's not like you're
wrong,
forbidden from having, like, a TV every other day of the year.
Right, same with this. We're just saying, like, it's more expensive every day of the year.
Yeah, but if it's like $1,000 more expensive.
I don't think it should be that expensive. I'm just saying it should be if it's cheaper on the 4th of July, it gives people an incentive to buy it, which I'm fine with.
I just want to somehow make the, you know, like the quintessential American meal just like feel a little bit more special.
Uh-huh.
I guess on the day.
Yeah. So. I think that's right. I mean, like in my family the way we do that is by just having a lot more of it. You know, it's like we have like the quintessential American meal and just like multiply it by 10.
Okay, how about this? Every other day of the year, you can only have sliders. But on 4th of July, you can have a full hamburger.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't like sliders.
They're okay.
So that works for me because it does make the hamburger that much more special.
Yeah.
Oh, man, with, like, fresh pickle slices on it. Mm. A little melted cheddar cheese, maybe. Maybe some Swiss cheese. Not very American sounding, though, is it?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
You know what I wish is... I wish American cheese were a good cheese. Like, it's...
All right, on 4th of July, every cheese is American cheese.
All right, there we go. I like that.
Okay.
And we don't, I don't have to feel ashamed about our country's cheese.
Wait, wait, James, are you saying that the only cheese you can get is American cheese, or that we just call
like,
cheese
all cheeses cheese. Are all cheese called American, American cheese. Cheese. So even like a, okay. even like a fancy like blue cheese is
now it's just American,
American cheese.
It's an American blue.
I feel like, you know, once it's like okay. made it through customs and stuff, it is American cheese.
Once it has a screen card.
Yeah, it's, yeah, once it's been it's acclimatized, yeah.
Oh. But so far it sounds like Sam, you're saying that the way that you your family makes the meal more special is just by having more.
Well, I mean, yeah, food. It's not like we do like huge barbecues all the time. It's like that's right. It is like a special day because all the family like gets together and we have like this huge barbecue, and people like kind of overdo it a little bit in how much they eat and like how much my family how much food my family prepares. So yeah. It is. It's like a like kind of like an indulgence, you know. Already, I mean, one thing I appreciate about your idea, Jared, of like putting some sort of like you know minor penalty on it, just to sort of like if people. I think there are people who eat like that a lot, like throughout the whole year. I'm not actually one of them, but you know, I know a lot of Americans do eat like red meat like pretty consistently. And if it was a little bit more of like a special thing, I think there'd be a lot of benefits to that.
Yeah.
And it would feel like more of a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing, I forgot to mention this earlier, but one of the other kind of traditions that happens with my family is we all try to see a movie. It's like, maybe not on the 4th of July, but like whenever I'm like home visiting for that holiday, is to see whatever like big summer blockbuster is out.
Yeah.
And I wish those were better. I wish those were better because, yeah. like, usually those are, like, the worst movies that come out right around then.
Right. And especially since it was, since Independence Day, the first one is...
Right. That's like, hard, it's hard to top.
One of the quintessential summer blockbusters.
Right. Came out on Independence Day.
Yeah.
1996.
I remember lining up to go see it.
Yep, me too.
At the University Theater in Anchorage.
Mm.
And just really... loving it when Will Smith was like,
"Welcome to the Earth."
No, not that part.
Yeah,
when he was like, "You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good."
Uh huh. That was his famous line from Independence Day.
Yes,
I remember when he said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones was there.
He pulled
his dick out. Yeah,
he smoked himself. He told him it was a weather balloon.
It's real fast.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, if you go frame by frame.
Yeah.
That Tommy Lee Jones is one, one heck of an actor.
You can see his donger.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Independence Day, the movie Independence Day, continues to be one of my favorite like summer blockbuster movies.
Yeah, I like that part with where they got the alien, and they open up the alien, and there's a little alien inside.
Uh huh. I like it when.
Oh, wait, or am I still thinking Men in Black?
No, there's an alien inside of it. The aliens in Independence Day.
I really like Men in Black. I guess
that did happen in Men in Black, but in Independence Day, like the aliens are inside of these like armored shells that also
right the thing
like
goes
yeah
it so opens up and then there's a little dude inside
right there's like a smaller alien inside of the big thing. I like the part when they're in like Area 51 and he makes that dude talk by
that's cool.
His vocal cords
there, that's like a really good alien design in Independence Day.
Yeah,
it's a cool one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best, you know, since I mean Alien is classic.
Uh-huh.
E.T. is great. The Thing is pretty great, but Independence Day is definitely one of the best aliens.
Yeah,
Predator.
So why,
also good.
Why don't theaters play Independence Day
every year?
Every year,
I
mean, they tried last year and it sucked.
Oh, right, the sequel.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, but just, you already have the movie. Just show it on the big screen again.
Jared, I think it's a great idea. I mean, if that was playing at my local theater on Independence Day, I would go see it.
I would not. I would just watch it at home.
Yeah, it's so much better in the theater. That's like definitely like a spectacle movie.
Yeah, but
shit's like blowing
up. I don't
know.
I've seen it already. I don't need to see it like
all right, fine.
A bunch more times.
What
in the theater.
What if it was like $3?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I would definitely.
I'm not always in the mood to go see Independence Day, even on Independence Day.
All right. Fair enough. What if you have to go? What if it's,
it's mandatory? Yeah. I would like it, but only if they switch it up to make it more topical every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just like edit in.
They just dub
like
in
a new scene.
Yeah, so Bill Pullman is like, he's like, let's see. Perhaps it's the fate that today is the 4th of July, and you will live once again, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom, not from tyranny, oppression, or prosecution, but from, and then they just like every year it'd be different. She'd be like, ISIS.
Right. Right. It's just like dubbed it like, yeah. Really, it just like a very obvious like dub.
And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the... Isn't that a Winston Churchill thing? We'll not go quietly into the night.
Maybe. Sounds like it.
We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day 2017.
Yeah. And then they light some fireworks.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movie speeches. And then Randy Quaid shouts "Up yours" while he flies into the
up yours, up theirs.
Yeah.
My favorite movie speech is Glengarry Glen Ross.
You gotta have big brass balls to work in real estate.
Yeah,
that one. Yeah,
yeah.
Always be closing.
Coffee's for closers. Yeah.
My watch is worth more than your car. That's who I am.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's a great line.
It's a good speech.
I think they should put that in some years too.
So you could either watch Independence Day or Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty American.
It's so American. It's probably the most American movie ever made.
I don't know.
Not be an overstatement.
What? I don't know.
What's more American than Glengarry Glen Ross?
The Patriot.
No. No, that's got a bunch of... That's like Will Gibson's from Australia.
Right, yeah, that's right. American. Yeah, he's not even American. God, I like that movie.
He's got his tomahawks.
Yeah, Heath Ledger dies in that movie, and
rest in peace.
Mel Gibson goes on like a kill crazy rampage.
Yeah,
it mirrors real life.
Right. Yeah, it's not that different. Anyway, I think there's a lot more American movies you could point to than. I mean, there is something very American about it, but only in a very like cynical way.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'd like to bring to 4th of July is just more cynicism
more
in
cynicism.
General.
You think it's too optimistic as a holiday?
Yeah, I think it's just sort of blindly patriotic when really we could use a little bit more of.
Why are holidays always celebrations?
We should think about it a little bit more and think about like, okay, how's America doing right now? Oh, not so good.
Right.
Why is that? Because we haven't been critical enough of our government.
Right. Let's use this as an opportunity to reflect on our shortcomings.
Yeah.
As a country.
And also, watch a classic of American cinema, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Okay. I mean, it's
a really weird holiday. It's a really weird holiday.
I think that the world would be better off if everybody watched Glengarry Glen Ross.
Really? I don't think there's like a whole lot to learn from it.
Well, I don't think it's about what you learn from the movie. It's about how you feel while you're watching it. And like you can realize like, oh, you know, like a core American value is to be really scummy.
Yeah, that's right.
And then when you feel that, then you can think maybe we should change that a little bit or maybe we should be more scummy.
Yeah, because there's two ways to watch Glengarry Glen Ross. You can either watch it and be like, those guys are fucking douchebags. Or you can watch it and be like, I want to be like those fucking douchebags. Those douchebags are cool.
Okay. So that's what you want Independence Day to be about? Like people like being like, I can either, I don't know. I need to, like, reflect on my moral compass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we could just have, like,
sounds like a real downer to me, but, you know.
Yeah. Maybe it should be a little bit more of a downer.
I don't know. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to improve about the holiday?
Let's see. Fireworks, we've talked about. We've talked about what it's commemorating and independence from what. We've talked about the food. We've talked about the movies. We've talked about days off. We've talked about activities. We've talked about national pride. What we haven't talked about is those guys who dress up like Uncle Sam and walk on stilts.
Yeah. Let's get into that.
Let's do a deep dive into stilt people.
Taller stilts.
Taller stilts?
I think they shouldn't. Yeah. There shouldn't be stilts. I think there should be real people who look like that.
That's good.
So you're thinking, like, are we going to do, like, how are we going to accomplish that?
Well, I think it's just, you know, kind of like breeding, okay. Breeding a kind of a dog. Just with people.
Genetic selection.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So you're going to be favoring, like, tall, skinny, white, bearded men with long legs.
Yeah.
Wait, so we're going to have a class of Americans known as long legs, and we're going to hide them all year, except for the 4th of July, when we're going to parade them around?
Why do we have to hide them?
Well, we don't want people to see them outside of 4th of July.
Yeah, then it's not special.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't agree with that, but, like, just for the sake of argument, where are you keeping them? Are they at least being well treated? Like, what's the story with these abominations?
I think they're stored upside down so that their legs stretch out longer. They're held up by their ankles.
Yeah.
All year long.
All year long.
I don't think they'll survive. I think you're gonna kill most of them.
You think too much blood in their head?
Yeah.
Well, we'll give them extra strong hearts so they can compensate for that.
That's very kind.
No, we'll
you.
Have a we'll have a drain. We'll drain out the blood from their head and pump it back up into their feet.
Okay, that works too.
Yeah,
there'll be an IV that runs directly from their brain into their foot.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is all so that we can have more of these, like tall, like long-legged Uncle Sam types. For this one day.
Without stilts.
You know, yeah. I don't know if... I've probably only seen, like, one of those guys in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I see him all the time.
Really?
Yeah. All the time.
Everywhere you go. Every time I'm at Starbucks, this guy is right in front of me. Well, all right. So that's what you want to change. Is you want there to be more of them, but them...
I don't like them...
Kept in secret.
Well, I don't like that they're wearing stilts.
Right. You want them to be, like, real.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I don't agree with any of it, but I guess that's a change that could happen. I mean, honestly, this whole holiday is, like, something that sounds like I don't want to be a part of anymore. It's like...
What?
The only thing I really liked was the opportunity to peacefully, not peacefully, but bloodlessly overthrow the government. Everything else about it sounds kind of like a bummer.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Like, we're like, all right, so I have to
declare your independence from something.
Yeah, you declare your independence from something. You get to eat a burger.
Right. I already get to do that.
No, you don't. Not anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a bummer. I'm supposed to, like, spend the day, like, thinking about our national shortcomings and my own.
Yeah.
And, like, determine, like, whether or not I'm a douchebag. And I have to, and, like, I should be, you know what? I should mostly be thinking about these, like, weird Uncle Sam creatures that we've created and then now keep in, like, a state of constant discomfort. Like, I mean, just everything about this holiday sounds, like, really unpleasant to me now.
Well, why don't you make something good out of it?
Yeah, I don't hear you. Well, yeah.
No, nothing. I think they'll just have to live with it.
How about this? This is a good one. Every year, the ghost of George Washington comes back to Earth, and he gets to give us a speech.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
An inspirational speech.
That's kind of nice. I would like to, with all this, like, focus on the founding fathers that comes up, like, constantly for some reason, it would be nice to, like, if one or more than one of them could come back, and we could be like, you know, ask them some questions.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the deal with the Electoral College?
Oh, you know what else I want out of 4th of July? Is Lin-Manuel Miranda, the mastermind behind Hamilton, he has to come out with another musical based on another founding father every year.
That'd be fun. Good for Broadway.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. No arguments. No arguments here.
Is there any other stuff we just want to tack on to 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's tack on some more stuff.
I want
let's make it more fun,
because
I think you're right, Sam. It's not fun enough.
It's like kind of a downer.
I don't want it to lose any of the stuff that we've come up with, because I think that there are some things that that America needs to face.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want it to be fun.
Yeah. So I said space fireworks.
Space fireworks, that's cool. How about every year we change the moon into a different like Mount Rushmore face? You know, like the coin, like a side of a coin.
Uh huh.
Like you have a Franklin Delano. What's his name?
Franklin Delano.
Delano Roosevelt would be 1 year. And you'd have a Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
and Andrew Jackson.
Sure.
Maybe not Andrew Jackson.
He's
kind of horrible.
I mean,
Harriet Tubman.
Most presidents have been horrible in one way or another, but Andrew
George
Jackson
Clooney,
especially.
George Clooney,
he's handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just good attractive faces on the moon.
Yeah.
Every 4th of July, we laser etch a new face onto the moon.
I mean, so I like the direction you guys are going in, where it's like, so right now we have fireworks, and that's like one of the funnest things that we do on the 4th of July, but like...
It could be more fun.
Yeah, you could definitely like expand on that in terms of like, what are you doing to light up the sky?
How about...
However else you want to...
How about there's a giant eagle made out of flames that soars across the entire country?
That'd be cool. Kind of like Santa Claus, like the 4th of July... version of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Right, but it's a dying eagle.
No.
It's an eagle on fire, and it would not make it across the country.
No, it's like magical. It's like a...
Right, it's like a phoenix.
It's like a phoenix, except it's an eagle.
Okay.
And it chooses one special child every year.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this going?
Yeah, what does it do with the child?
It picks it up. Sweeps it.
Right, that child's gonna catch on fire.
Yeah, the child's definitely. The child's dying, but that's the payment it demands.
It's like the sacrifice to the
independence bird, whatever we call it.
What do we get from this?
Entertainment.
I don't know. I don't know if we need to kill a child to do it. I do kind of like the idea.
How about a prisoner?
Yeah,
man. I don't know. You're bringing me right back down again. Like it's just like.
All right, fine.
The flaming eagle, I think, is fun because then you could like look out. You could like look it up on GPS and see like, oh, what part of the country is it flying over right now?
Yeah, and you could like get binoculars and watch.
Yeah, you go out onto your like front porch with your family and like look up at the night sky and be like, son, there's the eagle. Ever since 2017, it's been flying. Ever since they came up with it on that stupid podcast.
It's not boys.
It's been flying over our miserable country ever since. Yeah, I think that's nice.
Okay, let's each come up with two more things we want to add to the holiday. Just rapid fire.
6-foot-long hot dogs.
Performance art.
Like what?
I'm not sure, but I'd like the idea of like if you know we're expressing some sort of patriotism or conversely cultural criticism. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see some people like out in the public sphere doing some like interesting art about it, and that's like something that's part of the conversation every year.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't really have any like ideas off the top of my head, but if like somebody like came up with like some sort of like controversial statue that they, you know, put in the middle of, you know, some public space, or if they defaced some, you know, government building in an interesting way, you know, I think like all those would be things that I'd like to see. Like, I mean, that's sort of it for me in keeping with like the paintball idea where you're doing something like, interesting.
Yeah. That's cool.
On the holiday.
I like that. Okay. Pants optional. That's what I'm.
Oh, definitely on board with that.
That's what I.
It's always so hot in July.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying like underwear optional. I'm just saying pants optional.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
My second idea is founding fathers cosplay dance off.
Ooh, I like that.
Sounds kind of sweaty.
Well, pants are still optional.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Maybe like a pie eating contest. I've always kind of wanted to go to one of those.
Is this a hands-free pie eating contest?
Yeah, I think it should be.
That's cool. I like that.
And the pies are filled with American-colored things. Mm. It'd be like red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Wait, what's a white pie?
Like a key lime pie is kind of white. Also a cream pie. Cream pie's white.
All right, there you go.
Meringue, lemon meringue.
Yeah, meringue. I don't like that, but...
All right.
It's too sweet.
Yeah. And I think my last add-on is that every 4th of July, the President of the United States has to do a rap.
Oh.
Yeah. That could be...
embarrassing.
That could be embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
How long does it have to be? You don't want someone just doing a two-word rap.
No, it's got to be 15 minutes long.
Oh, that's a long rap. It's like an epic rap.
That's good. But that could broadcast on loop all day.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
The president has to drop a mixtape every 4th of July.
I think the president should have to try to invent 5 new memes.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you guys would like to change about the 4th of July or any other traditions that you want to add?
Oh, I think we've added enough.
Yeah. It's a pretty different holiday now.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around how I will feel at the end of the day.
I think you'll feel great because you've eaten well.
I've had a paintball fight.
You've watched, you've either participated or watched the paintball fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've watched either Independence Day or Glengarry Glen Ross. You've been accosted by Uncle Sam.
Right.
a freakish Uncle Sam. And you've listened to President Trump's mixtape.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one I don't think I want to do.
Yeah, but think of how much fun you'd have making fun of it.
Yeah, it's true. It's good SNL fodder.
Yeah. And you've not worn pants the whole time. You've had a dance contest.
Well, you may or may not have worn pants.
Oh, yeah, it's optional. It's optional.
Yeah.
In my case, I would not be wearing pants.
Uh-huh.
I'd do one leg.
Yeah. You've watched a giant eagle soar across the sky that's on fire.
Oh, yeah, the moon now looks like George Clooney.
Yeah,
I think I'll sleep. I'll sleep well tonight.
Yeah,
it's a busy day.
You might be. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna wake up in a country that looks very different on July 5th.
Maybe.
Yeah, or maybe not. Maybe it'll be.
Maybe be exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
There'll be more pants, I think, on the 5th. All right.
All right.
It's. You know what? I guess even if not everyone might, maybe not everyone will agree with all the things that we did, but I think change is good.
Yeah, change.org.
I mean, change is kind of what this whole podcast is about, right? So
yeah, if you don't like it,
yeah,
find a different podcast.
Or you could tweet your suggestions at us, and maybe we'll fix it.
Yeah.
Or maybe we won't.
Or you could rate and subscribe and tell us how you don't like things changing.
Yeah.
In the reviews.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or another thing you could do if you don't like that we've changed everything is you could tell all your friends to listen to our podcast and
yeah.
See if they agree with us.
Yeah, and see if there's anything that they would like to change. And then they could leave us a review.
You know, or...
Tell
us not to change. That would be fine, too.
Yeah, it could be like, never change.
Yeah.
Love, Sam.
Right.
You know, or you could just not do any of that stuff, too. It's all good.
It's your call. We can't force you.
But if
that's another thing I'd like to change.
Who's our special thank you this week?
Uncle Sam?
George
Washington, the Founding Fathers?
Thomas Jefferson? Oh, maybe John Hancock for having a fancy signature.
Right.
All right, and I think this week we want to give a special thanks to John Hancock for having that really fancy signature.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Good job.
Yeah, good penmanship.
Good penmanship. So good that your name is synonymous with a signature.
All right, see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.